Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Giant Take Podcast. My name is Josh, and it's just me here today on this episode. Now, if you're joining us and you've listened to this podcast before, you know that it's normally not just me. It's me and my friend and co-host, Alex. He's okay. Wasn't able to join me for this one today, and first time doing a solo recording in a while, so it's kind of weird just talking to you right now with no one alongside me, but it's all right. We'll hang in there. We'll get you through this episode, and Alex will be back before you know it. Just wanted to keep the weekly streak going here, so recording on a Thursday evening. Hopefully no crazy Giants news comes out in between right now at 7 o'clock and Friday morning when this comes out to you, but yeah, that's what I have for you. So it's going to be me going through the Giants updates. We came at you with an episode last Tuesday talking about some blockbuster news of Saquon leaving, Xavier McKinney leaving, the Brian Burns trade. And there's been a lot more moves since then, and I want to go through all of those, kind of give you a brief synopsis on that. Luckily, luckily next episode, hopefully you'll be able to get Alex's opinion on some of these topics as well. So he'll be able to go through that. And yeah, since I'm not really with him and since this is more of like a news update sort of episode, and I want to keep the opinionated stuff to when we're both together. Obviously, I'll give my thoughts on some things, but again, I don't want to take too much of your time. Exciting news. Look forward to next week's New York Giants 2024 Mock Draft 1.0 edition. We're reaching April somehow, which is crazy. We're back from our spring break, so straight through now to the end for the next couple months. We're trying our best. You're obviously, Alex isn't here, right? So it's tough to kind of find balancing times here and balancing schedules. We're trying our best. We were hoping to get the mock draft a little bit sooner to you, but we're going to hope to do a couple of those, the first one next week. But without further ado, let's just get into the news we got right now. This is the Giants news, signings, leavings, in order of when they happened since the last episode. So I think it was the day of the episode came out last Tuesday. The Giants signed quarterback Drew Lock as their backup for 1 year, $5 million. Lock, a former second-round pick by Denver, never panned out in the Mile High City, completing about 59% of his passes, 25 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. Kind of sounds like Daniel Jones's touchdowns to interceptions or some other not so successful players. But in 24 games over 3 years with the Broncos, he was traded to Seattle as part of the Russell Wilson deal in 2022. In four appearances in 2023, Locke completed about 63% of his passes, 76 attempts in total, 543 yards, three touchdowns, three interceptions. So as you can see here, and the reason he's a backup and he was only signed for $5 million, Drew Locke is kind of an interception machine. It's not that good of a stat line there. Like I said, in his time with Denver, 25 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. This year, three touchdowns, three interceptions. They balance out really 50-50. So that's why he's the backup at New York. But the one thing he does have is a rifle. An absolute bullet and I guess what would you say, a deep cannon of an arm Drew Lock does have, and he can use that for the Giants. Now, we'll have to see what they do in the first round at six, what they do in the second round. Who knows if they draft a quarterback. If they do, if they don't, it doesn't matter. Drew Lock will be the backup somewhere in there. He was signed to $5 million. Now, will he come in for Daniel Jones? It'll be remain to be seen. Will he start? I have a sneaking suspicion Daniel Jones takes a little bit longer, and this is not trying to be negative. I just think with the tear, the ACL tear, I think Daniel Jones takes a little bit longer to recover to full health, and Drew Lock might start the first game of the season. That's just a sneaking suspicion. We'll have to wait and see. But we'll have to wait and see. That's really it for Drew Lock, and that's the first signing we have here. Next up, the Panthers signed defensive tackle A'shaun Robinson, 3 years, $22.5 million, something the Giants just weren't going to do, wasn't in their budget. They obviously were planning to bring in help in the defensive line. That was in Brian Burns. They paid him a lot of money. So A'shaun Robinson, unfortunate, but he is gone. The Giants did sign a Xavier McKinney quote-unquote replacement, not even close. They did sign a safety, though, to back up Jalen Mills, 1 year, $1.2 million. He spent the last three seasons in New England, appeared in all 17 games there. 45, which is good, by the way, because you want players that are healthy. That seems like what the Giants are prioritizing this offseason in their signings and trade for Brian Burns. At 45 tackles, a force fumble on a pass, deflected defense, to whatever you want to call it. Over the course of his career, began with 5 years in Philadelphia, Mills has seen time at both safety and corner, but the Giants signed him to be a backup safety when they lost McKinney. Compiled 406 tackles, 1.5 sacks, 7 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery. Okay. Next Giants signing, a wide receiver, Isaiah McKenzie, 1 year, $1.2 million. By the way, these are all basically like vet minimum deals, this 1 year, $1.2 million. So obviously not huge key pieces, just places to fill the depth and competition come preseason. McKenzie was signed just a season ago by the Colts. It did not work out well. He had 11 receptions for 82 yards, no touchdowns at his time in Indianapolis. Started 2 games and appeared in 13 before he was a healthy scratch for the Colts. That was an in-house issue, kind of similar to Paris Campbell on the Giants, I think also a former Colt as well. McKenzie, 28 years old, entered the NFL as a fifth-round pick of the Broncos in 2017, but joined the Bills early during the 2018 season and played with them until joining the Colts a year ago. Buffalo Bills, see the connection there. Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, knowing McKenzie from their time in Buffalo. His most productive year came in 2022, where he had 42 receptions for 423 yards and 4 touchdowns for the Bills. So he comes to the New York Giants, Paris Campbell replacement. We'll have to wait and see how good he does there, because Campbell didn't really work out for New York. The Giants tendered restricted free agent cornerback Nick McLeod, 1 year, $3 million. Bring back a depth piece at cornerback. McLeod, pretty solid cornerback, nothing too crazy, only $3 million. Why not bring him back? Going to continue to move down the list. Giants signed former Eagles tight end Jake Stoll, 1 year, $1 million. Had 20 catches for 183 yards over 3 seasons with the Eagles after earning a spot on the team as an undrafted rookie. And it was a tight end filled day for the New York Giants last week, as on the same day they signed tight end Chris Manhertz, 1 year for, we don't know the exact price, or at least I didn't see it when I was looking. I'm sure it's around the 1.2 vet min type deal as well. He's going to be 32 next month, has 20 catches over the last 4 seasons. Manhertz, more of a blocking tight end, more of a depth piece like Jack Stoll, as he has 26 catches for 271 yards with 2 TDs in 120 games. He entered the league as an undrafted free agent in 2015. He has played in games for the New Orleans Saints, Carolina Panthers, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Denver Broncos. So mind you, these guys are backing up Daniel Bellinger at starting tight end 1. Well, you're asking me, hey, what about Darren Waller, the guy we traded for? Well, Darren Waller, he's a little confusing right now, because he was talking about in the offseason, or after the season ended, he's debating retirement. We have no update from Darren Waller on what the deal is. He can take as long as he needs, I guess, but I hope we find out by minicamps after the draft, and at least by preseason, by August, because it would suck if we get to September. We're days before week 1. He's like, you know what? After all this ramp up, I'm calling it quits. Please no, don't do that, Darren Waller. Don't do this to us. Just make a decision already. Not, I mean, obviously it's a big decision. I'm not saying it like that, like it's so low emotional, or low emotion. But yeah, so we'll have to see if Manhertz or if Stoll actually gets some playing time with the team. But I think the Giants are just trying to stack up at that position, just in case all goes wrong. I hope Darren Waller makes whatever decision benefits him the most. I hope that's playing, but we'll have to wait and see there. The Denver Buccaneers? That's the wrong B team. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed Ben Bredesen. There's a lot of B's in there. 1 year, $3.5 million, a guard that the Giants were ready to move on from. They signed a couple guards and offensive linemen. I'll get to that right now, actually. The Giants signed offensive lineman Aaron Steines, I believe how you pronounce it. 1 year, the money I could not find. I'm going to assume, again, it's the $1.2 million, around the $1 million area of the vet minimum, because he's 30 years old. He entered the league as an undrafted free agent in 2018 with the Titans. He was with that team through the mid part of the 2019 season. He was then waived. The Buccaneers picked him up. He won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's appeared in 31 games with 12 starts. He received the most playing time of his career in 2023, as he appeared in 13 games with 11 starts. He's given up 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hits, 25 pressures in 11 starts this past season. So again, 2 sacks, 2 QB hits, 25 pressures and 11 starts in 2023. His pass blocking efficiency, was ranked 63rd out of 85 guards. Not a great player, but a guy, another person that can back up, another guy that can back up and, you know, add some depth for the New York Giants. Okay, we have a couple more things coming your way, some more signings, some more people leaving as we enter this week. But just before I get to that, let's step aside for a quick break.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back here to this episode of the Giant Take Podcast. Josh here with you, going over a couple of signings and a couple of departures for the New York Giants. Here's another signing that they made. Another center, another offensive lineman. This time it's Austin Schlottman, who was signed for 2 years, $1.79 million annually. So around, what would that be, $3 to $4 million for the 2 years? Nothing crazy. Again, these signings all throughout the past couple weeks, besides the blockbuster of Brian Burns, have kind of been not under the radar, but just depth pieces that can hopefully be slotted in if need be come injuries during the season, which always happens. It's football. Let's talk about Schlottman a little bit, though. He started four games for the Minnesota Vikings, amassing an overall grade of 62.6. That's a PFF grade. An impressive pass blocking grade of 72.3. In this past season, 2023, one sack, one hit, five pressures allowed. The prior season, four hits, 10 pressures allowed. So has only allowed a sack in 2023 and 2022. Not anything too crazy. Pressures markings, not anything too crazy. So pretty solid center, honestly, to back up JMS. We'll have to see if he gets any playing time for the New York Giants. But I'm pretty happy with Schlottman and his addition to this team. I think he was a good signing. I think $1.79 million for this guy is not next to nothing, but I think that the New York Giants can definitely use him. Does that rule out for the New York Giants to draft a center after they just did recently? I would probably assume so. We'll have to see how much more they add to the depth chart. Just looking right now, he is the only backup center on the roster, so a good solid backup to JMS. And then looking at the guards, what ESPN has at least on their depth chart is Steiny, who I just talked about before the break, starting at left guard, John Runyon at right guard, who was another good signing for the Giants this offseason. And then, so it goes left to right. Let me actually do that. Obviously, Andrew Thomas at left tackle, Aaron Steiny apparently at left guard, JMS at center, John Runyon at right guard, Evan Neal at right tackle, and obviously Jermaine Illuminar, the Giants signing this offseason as well a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago now. People have been talking about him slotting in for Evan Neal if Evan Neal is unsuccessful throughout the season. Illuminar might even start for the beginning of the year if Matt Parrott doesn't do well in preseason. Who knows? But Schlottman comes in. He's the primary backup center to John Michael Schmitz. And I think it's a good signing for the New York Giants. Again, 2 years, $1.79 million per year for him. So we talk about the Giants gaining a player on the offensive line. They lost a player on the offensive line as well. The Broncos signed Matt Parrott. Just never really worked out for the New York Giants. I believe that was a draft pick made by Dave Gettleman in his time in New York. And just never really worked out for the 26-year-old. The tackle, he just did not play well. I think the Broncos, good for them. Hopefully they can get something out of Parrott, but entering now his fifth season in the NFL for 43 games, obviously from UConn, didn't play to his strengths as much as we hoped he could have as that 99th pick in the third round of the 2020 NFL draft. But the Giants did bring back someone that they know. Quarterback Darnay Holmes, 1 year. The money that I couldn't find today was unknown, but Darnay Holmes, a player that has, again, been consistent as a nickel corner for the New York Giants. I'm hoping that he can continue that at the young age of 25 years old. If anything, I hope he can continue to improve. Another player, actually, the next Giants pick in that 2020 NFL draft. So we move from pick 99 to round 4, pick 110 in that draft. Holmes played in 54 games over 4 seasons. Last season, specifically, Darnay Holmes played in 16 games and had 2 interceptions along with a 4 fumble. A consistently good player for the New York Giants. I can't see any negatives with this signing unless the money screams bad, which I don't think it will. I think the Giants and Joe Shane have been smart with their signings this offseason. They know what they're trying to achieve. They know their end goal. And I think Darnay Holmes just helps kind of bring depth to the cornerback room, especially to the nickel quarterback room, as you know, the Giants don't really have a lot of those. So we'll have to see what happens. Let me actually look now again at where the ESPN has him in the base 3-4 defense. ESPN has Holmes as the basically third quarterback on this list behind Deontay Banks, Trey Hawkins the third, Nick McCloud, Cordell Flott, and Darnay Holmes. So I guess actually the fifth. But honestly, I can see him sliding in there because at nickel, he can play over a couple of guys on that list. So nice to bring back Darnay Holmes. I'm happy about him. So I keep on going from a player the Giants are getting to a player that they're losing to a player that they're getting. Another player that they are losing was Jahad Ward, obviously a fan favorite. Had a really great season this past year. He signed with the Minnesota Vinks. And a Wink Martindale favorite, to be specific. And obviously, since Martindale and the Giants did not really work out this offseason, there goes Jahad Ward. Obviously, a season high this past season. Like I said, 5 sacks, 24 tackles combined. Yeah, solid player on the interior defensive line that I think the Giants are going to miss. He is 29 years old, so getting up there in age, if you wanted to say that. But a pretty good, you know, defensive line guy, good linebacker, whatever you want to call his position. He was a fun player on the field, a fun guy off the field. Really, like, was a good motivator in the locker room, inside and out, or at least what we saw from the fans' perspective and at the podium and things of that nature. A very elaborate guy, I guess you could say. Highly spoken of and voiced his opinion definitely on things and was pretty goofy. So especially during that playoff run, funny enough, when they beat the Vikings, he was someone who recorded their, you know, the dancing in the locker room after. And definitely gonna miss him on the New York Giants, but he signs with the Vikings and I wish him nothing but the best. The Giants restructured Dexter Lawrence's contract today as I'm recording this on Thursday. They converted $10 million of his base salary into a signing bonus, so this ends up creating some space for the New York Giants to work with. Thank you, Dexter Lawrence. Appreciate that, man. He knows what we're trying to do here. $7.5 million in cap space for 2024 that allows. It also adds $2.4 million of dead cap in 2025, 26, and 27. So, yeah. Thank you, Dexter Lawrence, for converting $10 million of your contract of a lot of money into a signing bonus. And now that allows the New York Giants to use some flexibility to maybe sign when it comes to the draft picks, the undrafted free agents, things of that nature. $7.5 million helps sign definitely a few people. And then the last thing I have, I talked about Paris Campbell replacement with the Isaiah McKenzie signing. Paris Campbell signed with the rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles. That was the last thing I have here. We'll see how much he does for them. But for me, thank you so much for listening to this update episode. I know there was a lot there, but I do want to say that the biggest things that definitely are a factor for this upcoming season that hopefully will be a factor, Drew Lock. I'm interested to see what he brings to the team. I think that'll be cool. I'm interested to see if Isaiah McKenzie will be what we hoped that Paris Campbell was, which is a speed threat that can actually become a threat and be used. Thank you very much. We'll have to see, depending on the news with Darren Waller, if Jack Stoll or Chris Manhertz, the two tight ends the Giants side, will actually be a factor. Manhertz being more of a blocking tight end, so you might see him out there alongside Bellinger or Waller if he plays blocking. Stoll, I don't know. Maybe he'll be behind Bellinger if Darren Waller ends up retiring. I hope he doesn't retire, but if he does, there you go. Aaron, I don't know if it's Steiny or Stinney, the offensive lineman who seems like, according to ESPN, is already a starting guard for us. He will make an impact, as well as Austin Schlottman, just in case for JMS, the injury, an injury there or anything of that nature. He will be the backup center. We'll be able to see a lot of reps from him, I'm sure, during training camp and preseason. That'll be fun. Darnay Holmes, a depth piece at nickel corner, coming back to help out the Giants. The loss of Jihad Ward and A'shaun Robinson, I would say, are the two biggest losses there out of many things that I just talked about. Again, I thank you so much for joining me on this Giants News Update episode. If you enjoyed it, hit that subscribe button. Drop those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. If you're sick of my voice, well, I'm getting a little sick of it too here, just being alone. I'm hoping, well, actually, I know Alex will be back for the next episode next week, hoping to do a New York Giants mock draft 1.0, 7 rounds. We have it all set up. We're ready. Get ready to see, will we take a quarterback? Will we take a wide receiver? Will we take another position? Will we trade out of the 6th pick? We can do that if we wanted to. You're going to have to wait and see next week. But for right now, also hit us up on social media at the Giant Take Pod on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on Twitter at JoshSolo29. All of that information will be in the podcast description if you missed it. So don't worry. I thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Giant Take Podcast, the Josh Solo recording. Hopefully I don't have to do another one of these anytime soon. You'll see Alex once again next week. But for him, for me, signing off. See you next time. Have a good weekend. Peace.